To treasure something is to value it, to devote time and space to it. And that is perhaps the most difficult thing. An easy way to start would be to take a passage from the Gospels. You could use the Gospel reading from each Sunday. You could just take the reading sheet home with you. And try to find some time when you have the possibility of sitting down quietly and alone. And offer the time to God. Be conscious of God's presence with you. And read the passage. Read it again and see what stands out for you. It might be a verse or a phrase. It might even just be a word. Turn it around in your mind. Use all of your faculties, your intellect, your emotions, your imagination, your senses of sight, touch, taste, and smell. As we heard in our Old Testament reading, my whole being shall exult in my God. And we can involve our whole being in this exercise of treasuring and pondering. So, for example, if we take this Sunday's Gospel, we might take as our text the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God. We can try to visualize the scene, the breath of the men and the sheep in the cold of the morning. We might in our imaginations hear the shepherds singing. We might hear the bleating of the sheep. We might even imagine the smell of the animals and of the damp earth in the morning sun. We can imagine ourselves into the scene. We can share in their joy and in their bewilderment. And with our intellect, we can ask, why were they so excited? How much did they really understand? If we endeavour to use our whole being, if we bring to bear our rational, emotional, and imaginative resources, just a short passage of Scripture is enough to provide a rich experience of treasuring and pondering the things of Jesus in our hearts. You might ask why? What is the point? Treasuring and pondering is, in a way, its own point. We treasure that which we love. Treasuring and pondering is a part of our expression of love. It is a part of our worship and adoration. It does not need a rationale. It does not need a justification in terms of measurable outcomes. And we might say, too, that the purpose of the Christian life is to become ever more like Jesus, to come to an ever deeper apprehension of the love and the mercy of God. And these things are not quantifiable. They are not things that can be achieved. They are ultimately the gift of God, a matter of grace. But in our worship and adoration, in our prayer of treasuring and pondering, we open ourselves to receiving God's grace, and we are drawn deeper into the infinite mystery of God's love. So now that the frenzy of Christmas is past, the presents opened, the leftovers eaten, let's try to make a little time and space in our lives to treasure and ponder the wonder of the Incarnation in our hearts. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.